Welcome to Food for Thought, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau, and I'm your host. My work is dedicated to empowering people to live according to their own values of compassion and wellness. You can learn more about who I am and what I do by visiting my websites, joyfulvegan.com and 30daveganchallenge.com. Today's topic is a super duper love fest, our 9-year podcast anniversary. What are we going to do at 10 years? I think we have to have a party. Everyone, welcome. I am so glad to be here. I just want to give you a very quick update. I realized last night that the baby deer I mentioned to you last podcast is actually two baby deer. Someone, I'm so sorry, cannot remember your name and who it was who left the comment on Facebook. It would be troublesome for me to go and look back to see who it was. But someone did give us a name that's androgynous and Greek. You know, I asked for Greek/Roman. And she suggested Pan if he's a boy and Pandora if she's a girl, which is fabulous and fantastic. And so I decided that's their name. That's the name of this little wee one. And then last night we saw two babies. And it's the first time I've seen two babies. So now we need another name. So please Grace Pan/Pandora with a sibling's name. Also androgynous, also Greek or Roman. As you listen to this, I will be in Italy. I will be hiking somewhere in Italy, southern Italy. Probably we'll be in Amalfi on Sunday when you hear this, and we'll be probably hiking the Walk of the Gods, as it's called. And happy Father's Day, everybody. So welcome to the annual Love Fest. Our last Love Fest was in January 2014, and it covered all of 2013. And of course, my intention was to do another Love Fest earlier this year, 2015, and read all of 2014 letters. But alas, with the 30-Day Vegan Challenge coming out in January, it just didn't happen. So here we are. And I'm honored, so honored to be reading to you a year's worth of love letters. I decided to not include any of 2015's letters, so it doesn't really matter what the dates are. These are just incredible letters. You all amaze me and inspire me and honor me with your words and your stories of transformation. So here goes. From Glenn, years ago, Glenn said, I saw a YouTube video featuring a lady who had been vegan for 8 whole years. Now I realize I'm coming up on 8 little years myself. It's your doing. I know your work is challenging and a struggle, especially in a down economy, but what an amazing impact you've had on my life. I must have said something in the email he was responding to about, you know, support and of course always needing support, but it's certainly not a struggle. It is an absolute honor to do this work, Glenn, and I can do it because of all of the support from all of you. So if you do value this, certainly thank you for your support. From Rebecca, what an inspiration the past 30 days have been. I've already been vegan for over 2 years, but I learned so much from the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. Your recipes are the best, and believe me, I have tried many others' cookbooks, only to be utterly disappointed with the recipes I made from them. Your recipes are consistently delicious. They make it easy to win over my non-vegan friends and relatives. It's so wonderful to now be healthy and to know that the food on my plate no longer comes at the expense of defenseless animals. Thank you for the wonderful work you do. From Nicole, and there might be a couple in here that you've heard only because if they're from supporters, and I tried to make sure that the supporters get their own podcast episodes, but sometimes there might be some overlap. From Nicole, dear Colleen, thank you for all you do. You are such a great inspiration and role model for us to follow. I recently adopted the vegan lifestyle after being vegetarian for 5 years because of you. Somehow cooking more after I was married made me question what I was actually making. I feel so stupid saying this now, but it wasn't until then that I realized chicken was actually chicken. Talk about animal meat being ingrained into our culture. I just ate less and less meat until one day on my way to work, I passed a local farm with adorable baby cows galloping outside and said, "That's it. I'm vegetarian from now on." I hadn't thought about going vegan until I found your cookbooks about a year ago, and then I saw you speaking on the web and at the Seed event last spring in New York City. I had no idea about dairy and the mistreatment of animals. You are an amazing speaker. Thank you, Nicole. I was in awe because I occasionally have to speak in public at work and just fear it. I saw your passion and it came through in your eloquent way. My husband and I are now vegan for just about a year because of you. It's because of you, Nicole. Then you created the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. challenge. You helped us find all these great brands and new recipes to try. What a great program this is for anyone trying to find their way. I love the vegan table and the joy of vegan baking because every single recipe I've made from these books is excellent. In fact, I couldn't bake before I started making your recipes, but now, like some miracle from God, it's so delicious and simple. My husband agrees. He says that Colleen really knows what she's doing as we bite into yet another one of your delicious brownies, eyes rolling into the back of our heads. Your words, "don't do nothing because you can't do everything, do something, anything," really hit home with me. I frequently quote you to my friends and colleagues, and when I do, they hear it. They hear the message. It's so cool. It's baby steps for most people, and this helps open the door. Some have started to eat less meat and dairy. Thanks for giving us your words to share with others so that we can help make a difference. If there's anything I can somehow do to help you on your path, please let me know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sincerely, Nicole. Thank you so much, Nicole. Colleen, I know you hear it often, but I had to add my voice to the many singing your praises. Since I'm a student, my finances are limited, and this is really the least I can do. I went vegan a year ago when my local vegetarian association here in Ottawa, Canada, hosted a 30-day vegan challenge. I was vegetarian at the time and always reassured people and myself, I suppose, that I wasn't one of those, quote, crazy vegans, unquote. But I love pushing my own limits and I could hardly resist what seemed like a real challenge at the time. Needless to say, I signed up on a whim with little preparation. In the first few days, I started doing some research to find out exactly what I got myself into and hopefully find some tasty recipes at the same time. What I found instead was PETA's Meet Your Meat. I don't see how anyone could watch that footage and look at animal products the same way ever again. At that point, I knew I had to change, but didn't know how. That's when I stumbled on your podcast. Your gentle guidance gave me the tools and information I needed to go vegan for good. Without your inspirational work, I don't think the change would have stuck. In the year since, I must have listened to every one of your podcast episodes two or three times, some more than that. When my father was throwing a fit about my new life choices, it was you I turned to. You do fantastic work, Colleen. Thank you, Kilashandra. Thank you so very much. From Michael, hello, Colleen, and or whomever this may reach. In the beginning of September, oh, that's right, Michael. Yeah, Michael, I remember this. I wasn't able to see you, but Michael wrote, "My girlfriend and I, by then, wife and I, will be embarking on our honeymoon, and one of the things that we would both truly love would be to travel down from Vancouver and take one of your cooking classes. I realize that these are seldom and few lately as you are busier than ever. Thank goodness your work is remarkable and important. But if you happen to have a class scheduled around then, we would be forever grateful if we could sign up. If not, perhaps you might know of some other vegan cooking classes. Anyway, that's the bulk of my message and the rest of it will simply be a thank you for your continually inspiring work, which has helped guide our individual lives and ultimately our relationship over the past 4 years. And here we are now at a place where compassion and love is at the beginning of every thought and action." How beautiful. Yours very humbly, Michael. Thank you, Michael. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to see you both, but happy marriage, happy honeymoon. You're still technically newlyweds. From Emily, I know you already know this, but this work matters and is greatly appreciated. Thank you for being a voice for the animals and helping me to find mine. I look forward to hearing a reassuring voice and clear message in the next few months as I struggle with the harder issues of this life, such as how to make my job and my lifestyle choices work with instead of against each other. I'm a dietitian that works with the National School Lunch Program. Then there are the smaller things like how to sit in my car with its leather seats. This was a bonus in my head 2 years ago when I bought it, but now it makes me feel really guilty and a bit freaked out. Sadly, I can't afford the hit it would take to sell it right now, and it looks like we will be spending 3 more years together. I sit in the car daily and listen to the podcast and promise the cows and other animals that I will make better choices going forward. Nonetheless, hearing Colleen's voice reminding me to do something, even if I can't do everything, and to try not to cause harm going forward is such a comfort and inspiration. I never meant this email to turn into what it has, but I suppose I needed to get this out. Thank you for taking the time to read it. Thank you for all your hard work to better the lives of animals, both human and non-human ones. I hope your days are blessed as I feel like you bless mine. Thank you, Emily. From Susan. Susan's written to me over the years many times. She's an activist herself. She wrote, "Adored everything about your Oakland library talk and emailed the video of it to many peeps all along the omnivore to longtime vegan curve. One of them, a friend who I met at an anti-seal hunt protest in Houston a decade ago and who now lives in Michigan, calls you one of the best in the vegan arena. She said that right after watching your talk, she went to Amazon.com and purchased On Being Vegan. When I thanked her for doing so, she wrote back to say, I teach a vegan online class at Oakland University in Rochester Hills, Michigan. I will include Colleen's link in my mental health class, in which I try to help future nurses understand the connection between compassion of humans and non-human animals. The healthcare profession still has a long way to go to incorporate good evidence-based science in our nutrition teaching, but eventually we will get there and Colleen's video will help. That was from Susan sharing that story with me. Thank you, Susan. From Barbara, I am loving the 30-day vegan challenge. Today is day 4. I've been vegetarian for 20-some years and have done vegan on and off at different times. I did 10 days not long ago as a 10-day challenge. So grateful I found your site. I love the simplicity and practical approach of this program. I found the pantry video really helpful. In kindness, Barb. From Roberto. Roberto, good morning, Colleen. I've acquired your excellent Vegan's Daily Companion book, and I have one coworker buying it. We both love it. I've been vegan for half a year. I can't tell if it's a half a year or 12 years. But he's been vegan and he advocates for the rights of animals. Your book has enabled me to know about the facts and answer the questions that people inquire about or interrogate me about. Thank goodness for writers and activists like you. Respectfully yours, Roberto in Florida. From Jill, I just wanted to send my heartfelt thanks to you for coming to the first Cleveland Veg Fest. As a vegan in Cleveland, I can't express how much it meant to me personally to attend your talk. I don't personally know any other vegans, and I can honestly say that your books and podcast have been a godsend to me when it seems like I'm the only person I know that is awake to the suffering of non-human animals. I hope that the first annual Veg Fest in Cleveland means that my town is waking up and the vegan community is growing and strong. I can't express enough how much your presence at the Veg Fest means to me, other than to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jill. From Laura. Laura, who I believe is coming with us to Italy. Your name is familiar, Laura, and I believe it's the same one. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. And by the time this is recorded, I will confirm that you are the one indeed who is joining us in Italy. And for those who are interested, haven't heard any responses from anybody yet. Well, unless you just joined the mailing list. I guess I asked you to join the mailing list if you were interested in hearing about our future trips. And Sicily will be in 2016. Very excited about that. So yes, Italy is here. I'm here in Italy. From Laura, thank you for your lovely podcast, website, books, and all of your work. On behalf of animals, I've been slowly moving toward veganism, and with the encouragement of your work, I finally made my way there. Thank you for leading the way. I'm happy to support your work with my new gold membership. Thank you, Laura. I wish it could be platinum, as I am not at a point where that is doable. One day, it's a good goal to have. Thank you again for being such an amazing role model on how to live in line with my values. It's not easy, but you remind me daily that it's not only possible, but it can be done with grace, compassion, and inclusion. Many thanks, Laura. From Adi. Adi, I just met Adi. I was speaking at an activist retreat in Los Angeles in Pacific Palisades just this past weekend. And I knew her name was familiar when she introduced herself. She said she was a supporter. And I knew I had just put her name and her letter on this document. So Adi, if you're listening, thank you again. It was lovely meeting you. And thank you for your support and for this letter, which I am about to read. Dear Colleen, there are so many occasions on which I'm thanking you in my heart. So why not in writing too? I did it before, this time for two specific things. One is your new book on being vegan, which is so helpful for framing and wording many of my exact thoughts and feelings and is so insightful, as always is the case with your writings. Second, for quite a long time, I am walking around with a backpack I designed and purchased through your website, which says kindness to all animals and has the Joyful Vegan logo on it. Every day, just walking around with this bag on my back gives me strength in my vegan way of life and reminds me to remain joyful even when there is so much to be sad, angry, and stressed about, not just related to animals, but related to human animals as well. It literally puts a smile on my face and smooths some of my worry wrinkles. So thank you so much for being such an inspiration for me and for many other caring people. You make a bright difference in this world for many souls, animals, and humans. Thank you, Adi. From Amanda, dear Colleen, I hope you are well. I recently celebrated my 1-year anniversary being vegan, and I've wanted to write to you to thank you for your words, which were the impetus for this incredible change in my life. I was living in Norway when a friend of mine recommended your podcast. I started listening and instantly heard my truth in your words. I struggled to live in Scandinavia where vegetables are shipped from faraway places and milk and meat are at every meal, as I began to realize that I wasn't living, as you say, according to my own values. I made excuses for a while and decided I could manage to eat animals and animal products from local farms. Then I went to work on a farm in Scotland for a week as part of a vacation. It was a lovely place full of life. Two pigs were being raised for slaughter. for the wedding of the farmer's son, and I realized that even the idea of a pig that was raised in the rolling hills of Scotland who would be killed at the farmer's own hand and would never see a slaughterhouse still made me uncomfortable. That did it for me. Although I had made a resolution to give up meat, dairy, and eggs for 1 month with the same friend who recommended your podcast, I knew this decision would last well beyond 30 days. I relocated to Boston for graduate school and decided to set up a food blog with the same friend who recommended your work so as to support each other through the challenge. And it was vegansmule.wordpress.com. Not sure if it's still there. Check it out. I will. It's still up and running, and I see it as a form of advocacy for family and friends who ask, but what do you eat? Becoming vegan has been such a significant and important decision. Not only did I find great side effects like clear skin, but I felt like I'm able to impact the problems I see in the world every day 3 times a day. I know vegans are often critiqued for caring more about animals than they do about people. I have found just the opposite to be true. As part of my graduate studies, I've learned about the prison industrial complex, the way we ontologically other certain people in our society is the effect of a mindset which privileges comfort and ignorance above equality and justice. To me, this is the same spiritual crisis which powers factory farming and slaughterhouses. One of the most powerful moments I had through the course of my studies was talking with a woman in prison about identifying problems and solutions to the disease of mass incarceration that's rampant in our country. When addressing such massive problems, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. In our conversation, I used your words, just because you can't do everything doesn't mean you can't do anything, do something, anything. The woman later thanked me for the hope these words gave her, your words. So thank you for bringing hope and shedding light to so many. Your words have awakened me to greater compassion for all beings and continues to inform my personal and professional life. The mindset of veganism continues to infuse my perspective with hope. I recently graduated, and I'm happy to say that my even more recent employment gives me the power to now support your podcast. Your words have such power, and I thank you for sharing them with us. I hope you continue the podcast for many episodes to come. Best wishes, Amanda. Thank you so much, Amanda. It is such an honor to know that those words are so helpful to people and that they just keep spreading around the world in so many contexts. From Deborah, I want to express my gratitude for all that you do. I just discovered your podcast this week and I've been fervently listening from the beginning, working my way forward. I've been vegetarian for the last year and a half, but just committed to living a vegan lifestyle 1 week ago, and I feel great about my decision. I did have a few questions. I'm aware of the verbiage I use and the meaning behind words we often use without thought. I've noticed that you use the word scapegoat and wondered about this. Again, I want to thank you for all you do. Love and blessings. Yeah, I mean, I kept this in because I figured I'll just answer this and I can do this in a larger episode. But yeah, the scapegoat in the Bible, that whole story in the Bible was that the goat was a victim onto which all the sins were placed. So I kind of see the goat himself as also the victim. He was then driven out of the land because all the sins were placed on him. So symbolically, he bore all the sins and then was sent out of the land. So I kind of see him as a victim. I don't see it being, well, I mean, obviously all of the animals are victims, like when we say kill two birds with one stone, but I feel like I'm not perpetuating violence against the animal. He becomes a symbol of it. So yeah, I don't know. I'll think of a better one if you don't like it. But I guess I do say scapegoat, and for that reason, it hasn't bothered me, but maybe I'll just give it some more thought. From Casey, I just finished the 30-day vegan challenge and found it so easy, and yes, I will be keeping up with it. And I wanted to thank you again for the work you put into that challenge and your podcast. I'm currently making my way through them again. My husband and 2 sons are big meat eaters, as are our families. When I mentioned your 30-day vegan challenge to my husband, his reaction was, "Have fun." I in no way expected him or our 9 and 13-year-old boys to do this with me, but I'm hoping they will catch on. The long process for me started about 25 years ago when I gave up eating pigs as soon as I left living with my parents full time. And I still hear about it to this day. This summer, when we were on vacation with them, I told them I wasn't eating chickens. That didn't go over well. Their Christmas present for us this year is a trip to Orlando for a week. I can't wait to tell them I'm vegan. I had already cut out a lot of animal products back in September 2004 when I had been back to work from a 12-week maternity leave. My father had to go in for triple bypass and my husband had to go in for open heart surgery 13 days later for a birth defect. And while they were fixing his valve defect, they found an aneurysm in his aorta. I absolutely love your podcast and can hardly wait to be able to get your books and become a supporting member. I love how you make everything so common sense, caring, loving, and fun. I feel bad for not being able to support you just yet, but the actions of another have put us in a bad way. So I'm struggling to get back on our feet. Please know that I'm thankful for you and all you do. And as soon as I can, I will become a supporter. Casey, thank you, Casey. From Carol, dear Colleen, I just wanted to write and share how much my husband and I love this cookbook, The Joy of Vegan Baking. It's amazing. My husband is vegan and my daughter and I are vegetarian with vegan tendencies, very limited animal products. I love to bake and now I have a great resource. I've been converting recipes on my own and this makes life easier. My husband is super happy since I'm baking vegan treats so frequently. I have brought them to potlucks, shared with neighbors, and just yesterday sent in a batch of your vegan chocolate chip cookies to my husband's work and they were a big hit. The chocolate chip cookies get rave reviews every time and people are always surprised they are vegan. It has done a lot to help raise awareness and remind people that vegan treats are delicious. They don't need animal products to taste good. Thank you for this fantastic resource. I love it and I'm baking from it often. Keep up your great work. I have always wanted to support the vegan cause and now I have a way to do that. I never realized baking could have such an impact on raising awareness, but it does. Thank you. Thank you, Carol. From Rosie, I'm so grateful to you. You've opened my eyes and given me the chance to live a life I'm proud of, one that is in line with my principles. I feel alert, enthusiastic, and I'm so enjoying trying new vegan recipes. Last night, I made a quinoa and black bean spicy soup. It was so delicious, and afterwards, I felt satisfied rather than full to bursting like usual. I'm so excited about this new way of life. I want to tell everyone. I really hope I'll be able to afford to donate to Food for Thought soon so you can continue to reach others and do for them what you have done for me. Thank you so much. Rosie in London, England. She tells a bit of a story earlier where she saw Meet Your Meat, PETA's Meet Your Meat, and then realized she didn't want to contribute. And then she found the podcast and that's kind of what tipped her over. So I just skipped that earlier part there, but thank you, Rosie. From Julie, dear Colleen, my husband and I have been vegan for nearly 3 years now, and your message of hope and compassion continues to resonate strongly with us. You have a beautiful aura of love and kindness, and you always stand up for what is right. We really respect how you never just leave animals out to talk about vegan without standing up for the animals, too. We're continually impressed at how you help with the health-based vegan movement, the McDougall programs. I used to teach for McDougall and are so active in Farm Sanctuary and helping turkeys and other rescue animals. Your recipes are absolutely delicious. I still remember your vegan coffee cake was one of two vegan desserts I ate at a vegan tea party before I was ever vegan. And wow, did it make an impression. Thank you for all you do. Your great new book on being vegan is absolutely right on and a total inspiration. I love reading it. You're reaching people all over the globe. My husband and I stayed with a vegan couple this summer through the Ireland volunteer program, and they had your books and raved about you. We had a lot in common. That's awesome. So blessed for you. My husband and I get so much joy from being vegan and preparing vegan food. Your work shows the same joy and makes us all the more joyful. Thank you again. Sincerely, Julie. From Allie, dear Colleen, my husband Ian and I just wanted to take a moment to express how grateful we are for your podcast. We stumbled across them randomly just about a month ago, and I'm so blessed that we did. I have your book, The Joy of Vegan Baking, but I had no idea you did a podcast. You can imagine my joy when I found it. I find that a lot. Someone just came to the retreat that I was doing and said, I mean, a couple people said I'd never heard of you before, and yet they had The Joy of Vegan Baking. So they just didn't pay attention to the author of that book and didn't realize that I'm, you know, an activist and speak and have the podcast and have other books, etc. So it's really fun when people kind of put all of these connections together. My husband went vegan on August 9th, 2013, following 5 years being vegetarian after watching Blackfish with me in the theaters. I've been vegan for 5 years and vegetarian for a previous five, so I was absolutely giddy when he randomly said, I can't justify it anymore, on our way home after the film. It was such a beautiful thing to see, his moment, his awakening. He's always been a compassionate man, and this was just the icing on the compassionate cake. I can honestly say that I have never been prouder of my sweet husband than at that moment when he truly began living his true values. When we came across your podcast, it was so empowering for us. I'm used to fielding all the questions and comments that come along, though not nearly as well as I do now, thanks to you. But my husband was having a harder time with the social situations from his coworkers. Your voice, your compassion, and your direct advice was invaluable to us both on how to handle these situations confidently and kindly. It has made us better advocates for veganism and for the animals. Your guidance and compassion is needed in this world, Colleen, and we feel blessed to be able to support you in this important work. Thank you for being a support when we needed it, our source of information when we were at a loss for words, and our breath of fresh air in a non-vegan world. Hopefully sometime we will catch up with you at an event so you can meet our awesome selves. With sincere gratitude and affection, Allie and Ian. Yes. Yes, to meet your awesome selves. From Shannon, Very sweet. Shannon wrote, I'm so grateful that you are part of my life. Even though we have never met, I consider you my dear friend in California that I can always turn to, or rather turn on your podcast for support. You help me express my thoughts and, more importantly, put my beliefs into action. In the podcast, Setting Boundaries, Reading Chaucer, and Talking Bees, you share details of the relationship you have with your mother. I have to say, it brought me to tears. It was like you were speaking from my experience. The relationship I have with my mother has always been intense, more so since my dietary changes and then intensified by Thanksgiving and Christmas. I've been told that I'm too sensitive and I should get over it, along with the usual what was wrong with the way I raised you and eating a bite won't kill you. She will not listen to me, so it's pointless to explain or defend my position. She will literally walk away in mid-conversation or change the subject. Hearing your words this morning has put my heavy heart to rest. I now know my boundaries. I know where I end and she begins. So thank you. Thank you so much. P.S. I received Color Me Vegan and the Vegan Table from my husband for Christmas. They are my first vegan cookbooks and they're amazing. While I'm unable to afford an annual donation at this time, please know that I will in 2014. In the meantime, I will continue to be your cheerleader. Namaste, Shannon. From Kathy, hello, Colleen. I wanted to take a few moments to write to you and tell you how much I love your podcast and other resources. I used to think vegetarians were weird and vegans were total freaks. I'm not sure how that gradually changed, but a year and a half ago, I did a vegan challenge locally in an attempt to be healthier. A few months in, I had an unexpected marriage breakup. I tried to keep up with my vegan plan, but I was an emotional wreck and was eating a lot of vegan junk food and eventually fell back to my old comfort foods with cheese and meat. 7 months ago, I was finally ready to move on with my life and make the changes I needed to make. I signed up for your 30-day vegan challenge and started listening to your podcasts. Both were wonderful and have helped me learn so much. While I am still interested in the vegan life for my health, I was also horrified at what we are doing to the animals and the environment. I had no idea it was so bad. Being vegan is such a win-win-win proposition. I haven't been perfect, but of course that isn't my goal. I had some cheese and eggs on a visit to Scotland when we stayed with family who were totally freaked out with what to feed me. My plan to go to the grocery store and just stock up on veggies, fruits, and beans fell by the wayside because I didn't anticipate the limited size of their fridge and the distance to the grocery store from their little village. So I did my best I could in the circumstances and got back on track as soon as I got home. I listen to the podcast on my daily commute, also when I'm cooking. I find myself agreeing or relating to so much of what you say and have found we have so much in common. I have a TV, but only for DVDs or Netflix, since I don't have cable or satellite. Woo! I've never had coffee and instead drink tea. Woo! I don't like cilantro. Woo! I run. Awesome. I can't go higher than that. I love to read. Awesome. And I spend Christmas break. Oh my God. It's okay. Yeah. We're like twins. She spends Christmas break rewatching Lord of the Rings extended DVDs. Mm-hmm. Yep. It struck me the other day what an impact you've had on my life. I was in the kitchen where I had come in from grocery shopping with bags of healthy whole foods, not a stitch of junk food or animal products, and immediately started cutting up my broccoli, cauliflower, and some carrots. I then cut up the green onions and washed my bamboo cutting board and chef's knife and put them away. The green onions were for the no queso quesadillas I was about to make. I've obviously taken to heart many of the suggestions in your podcast. I never would have believed this could be me. Oh, it's amazing. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Kathy. That is really, truly amazing. She's in Ottawa, Canada. Fantastic. I love it. I love it. From Kevin, dear Colleen, thank you so much for all you do for the animals, the planet, and all of us who benefit from your amazing work. I discovered your podcast while searching for vegetarian recipes sometime in November 2013 on YouTube. I started listening and literally couldn't stop. I'm 24 and I've been vegetarian since I was 13. I had to do a project in middle school on nutrition and chose to do mine on vegetarianism. While doing research, I quickly realized the nutritional and environmental detriments of consuming animal flesh. However, even then, I made a concerted effort to avoid facing the truth surrounding the treatment of animals in the animal exploitation industry. Thankfully, with the help of your podcast, I finally found the courage to face the truth head on. Having now listened to all of your podcasts, I can't begin to tell you how much you've changed my life. I know you hear it all the time, but I just wanted to add my voice to the chorus of gratitude because your work is so special, so important, and so appreciated. I love the way you characterize non-vegans as being blocked, and you've even said they can't face the truth about animals because they are so sensitive around the idea of animals being hurt for any reason. I realize not everyone falls into that category, but that was definitely where I stood. It was so incredibly painful to witness the truth that I denied it altogether for too long. I know we all have our own path, but I can't help looking back and feeling ashamed of that denial. Fortunately, I'm past that block and moving forward in a more compassionate manner. It's unbelievable how much I feel a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Eating dairy was a heavy burden, weighing me down in ways I couldn't even comprehend at the time. I have been vegan since the end of November, and honestly, it wasn't a difficult transition, having been vegetarian for so long. The hardest part was the emotional baggage of knowing I had intentionally avoided the truth for so long. You'll be pleased to know that not only have I gone vegan because of your work, but I also do the cooking in our house, and my partner has been happy to make the transition as well. My mom has also started to make the transition, and I couldn't be more thrilled that your voice gave her the inspiration and guidance that she couldn't seem to accept from me. I'm proud to be a monthly sponsor of your wonderful podcast. I've really enjoyed your 30-day vegan challenge, and I'm anxiously awaiting the arrival of two of your beautiful books. Thank you for everything. Were it not for your work, I fear I would have continued on in the dark. And while the truth isn't always easy, it is the first step toward progress. And in that sense, it inspires great hope. Sincerely, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Just blown away. So moved. Thank you. From Arti Patel. First of all, thank you so much for sharing your podcast freely with everyone. I was listening to your podcast this morning, and you had a guest, Anthony, who was going to serve in the Peace Corps in Morocco. He was concerned about staying vegan or sharing his culture with the locals there. You responded so greatly to his concern. Thank you. I'm in my 24th month serving in the Peace Corps in Lesotho. I recently, 3 months ago, turned vegan, and it's been such a wonderful change in lifestyle. I've been vegetarian my whole life and was never introduced to veganism until I read the book Eat and Run. After reading that book, I immediately converted and have been downloading your podcast and learning more about this culture. Being vegan here has not been a concern at all. Actually, most Peace Corps volunteers are vegan because of the options and food choices. It's difficult sometimes because there are not many soy products, but I make it work. Overall, I got really excited to hear about Anthony's next step into the Peace Corps and wanted to also thank you for sharing your podcast with everyone. I've learned so much from you, and I'm looking forward to the next podcast to come. Thank you. From Elizabeth, dear Colleen, I was merely interested in cutting back on meat in an effort to be healthier when I stumbled upon your podcast over 4 years ago. At the time, I was in a rather boring job in a hospital kitchen by myself that allowed me to listen to my iPod at work, and I could not stop listening. Every day, nonstop, a constant stream of compassion. I found myself thinking, I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. And I couldn't very well continue on being an asleep omnivore if I truly agreed with everything you were saying. So within a month of listening, I was a full-fledged vegan, and I have never looked back. I have two of your cookbooks, and I use them regularly. I have turned many a curious friend onto the podcast and even managed to help a few realize they were vegan in hiding as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to read my email. I understand you get a lot of them. I'm so grateful and can't thank you enough for opening my eyes and helping me through my vegan journey. And thank you for all that you do. You incredibly inspiring woman, you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Liz, in Australia, in Melbourne. Might be coming to Australia soon. Just planting that little seed. Just planting that seed. I think possibly in 2016, possibly the end of 2015, but I don't want to make any promises. It would mostly be Sydney, but I'm just saying. So just, there you go. From Betsy. I just wanted to say thank you for the book Color Me Vegan. I've had it for about 4 years, and it remains my favorite recipe book ever. I love the color indexing, abundance of beautiful pictures, information, and easy to find ingredients that I usually have on hand. I've recommended it or bought it for a couple others as well. A great book to impress activists, artists, and athletes alike. Thank you. That's so awesome. I love hearing that. From Leia, L-E-Y-A. Hi, Colleen. I've been listening to your podcast for several months now, and I've got to say, just like many others have said to you, you have helped me on this journey in so many ways. Becoming vegan was first a health and weight loss initiative for me, and immediately after I came across your work and your podcast, I realized other reasons why a vegan would choose this lifestyle. Compassion, simply put. I wanted to share a quote I came across today that made me think of you and the work you do and all of us vegans do. It's from Dostoevsky. I do know this quote. Love the animals, love the plants, love everything. If you love everything, you will perceive the divine mystery in things. Once you perceive it, you will begin to comprehend it every day. And you will come at least to love the whole world with an all-embracing love. Yeah, it reminds me of the quote from, I think it's a quote from Buddha. I mean, it's attributed to Buddha. And it says, love all things as yourself. If you love all things as yourself, you can do no harm, something like that. Yeah, same thing. It's beautiful. Love it. This quote means so much to me because becoming vegan has helped me see and feel compassion, not just for the animals, but for everyone, including myself. For years, I have struggled with anxiety and self-deprecating thoughts that have led to a rocky relationship with food. While this struggle will ebb and flow, even now, after a decent amount of therapy and personal work, listening to your voice and support has meant the world to me. You're like, I mean, you are my friend that continuously reminds me to think about my intentions and value instead of my shortcomings. Instead of thinking about how I don't matter or what I've done wrong, I think about how much I do matter and how much I can do in this world for the animals. You and the work you do are such a blessing to me, and I can't thank you enough. Thank you, Leah. From Sarah, I donated to your Indiegogo campaign for your 30-day vegan challenge book. I was the one who tweeted you, "Shut up and take my money." You replied, "I've never been so happy to be told to shut up." And your tweet made my day. When I saw your campaign, I knew I had to donate. Your podcast first inspired me to go vegetarian and then gave me the courage to stick with it. My life has changed in so many unexpected ways. I used to suffer from chronic severe migraines. They were so bad I would go blind. One time, I ended up in the ER because I had gone deaf. I was in so much pain. Since I've been eating a plant-based diet, my migraines are gone. I realized that money I would have spent on pain meds, missing work, and going to the doctor could go toward your book. My health has improved in so many other ways. My boyfriend now sees how much energy I have and how good the food is that I eat, and he's been eating more and more vegan dishes. So touching. Thank you so much for doing the work that you do. I love your personality, sense of humor, and recipes. You've also inspired me to become quite the chef. I make a vegan French onion soup from scratch. Like that recipe, Sarah. Would like to check out that recipe, please. That makes all my meat-eating friends and family flock to my apartment. I want to flock. Some of that. I've also developed a vegan pot pie with your drop biscuits as the crust. I love those drop biscuits too, Sarah. Thank you again, Sarah. And thank you for your support for the book. Sarah, thank you. From Mary and Larry. Now, I believe this is a follow-up to their January 2013 letter. So you would have heard that letter back in the last love letter episode. And so they both wrote, it's signed by Mary and Larry, but I believe Mary is the one writing. Colleen, you recently read the letter my husband and I wrote to you in your Love Fest podcast. I was so delighted to hear my story out loud. Well, here you are again, Mary. I wanted to send you a follow-up to let you know you have sincerely changed our lives for the better. We are still living a full, compassionate life and loving every chance we have to share our veganism with others. We work hard to remember your words and to always act as joyful vegans in what can sometimes be an uncompassionate world. Living in Indiana, we do not have many options at our grocery stores or restaurants, and I've taken your advice to push local business owners to cater to our needs. I've rallied our local veggie group to host more events and to be connected with one another. My biggest accomplishments recently included convincing one restaurant owner to host a vegan night for our group, which I'm hoping will lead him to add more vegan options to his menu in the future. And another restaurant, a sit-down pizzeria, sampled both the Tease and Daya brands and will be offering one of them full-time for vegan customers. I would not have had the confidence or words to make any of this happen without your vegan mentoring. Thank you so much for all that you do. You've truly made this journey possible for us. Hoping to see you speak again sometime soon. And we've coined the phrase, oh cute, winner, winner, chickpea dinner instead of the cruel chicken dinner version. I didn't know there was a phrase, I guess, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Is that what I was? Okay, so chickpea dinner. I like chickpea dinner much better. Fantastic, Mary and Larry. Thanks for the update. I love hearing updates. Love it. From Emily, I recently discovered your podcast and have been diligently listening and enjoying all of your insights and information. Thank you for the work you do. You are inspiring. I've been a long-time vegetarian, but recently attended a conference relating Christianity to veganism and vegetarianism. The presentation was given by Dr. Melanie Joy. I really liked her concept of carnism and the ideologies behind eating flesh. It prompted me to go a little deeper in my research and think about my own diet. I stumbled upon your work, and it has given me that push I needed to move into the vegan world. I was wondering what your thoughts on carnism are. Yeah, I love Melanie's work. Melanie's a good friend, and I love what she's done and her concepts. And she's brilliant. I haven't heard you use the phrase. I also have really enjoyed my research into the links between Christianity and veganism and also creation care. Anyway, thank you for what you do. It's important work. And although I'm sure you receive thank yous often, I figured one more couldn't hurt. Have a blessed, compassionate day. Thank you. Never hurts. Always helps. It helps so much because sometimes it can get, you do stuff and sometimes you have nights that go, I don't know, is anybody out there, like, anybody listening? Is this effective? So no, all these letters absolutely carry me. Absolutely. Let's see. From Alex. I'm not sure if you remember me, but I delivered your books to the expo you attended in Los Angeles. This is back in 2011. Of course, I remember you, Alex. You're the reason I was inspired to become vegan. I will never forget going through borders and randomly coming across your book, The Vegan Table. Although I was familiar with vegetarianism, I had never heard of a plant-based diet. After trying multiple recipes, I was hooked. I knew I could do this every day, but didn't know where to start. Living in Houston, unfortunately, made me feel like I was alone. That is where your podcast came into place. I felt support, motivation, and care from every word you said. My quote-unquote profile does not fit the one of the stereotypical vegan. I don't consider myself skinny. Neither do I, Alex. With that said, I would rather be considered fluffy than change my ethical way of eating and lose weight. I wanted to thank you for everything you have done through your website, books, podcast, as well as the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. Without you, I would not be able to do it. You truly deserve all the best for your work. Words cannot express the gratitude I have for you. Well, they just did, Alex. And I express gratitude right back. From Derek. Dear Colleen, I was vegan for 3 years thanks to you. I found your cookbooks and fell in love. I started listening to your podcast and felt so empowered and strong. Last summer, I started getting hives and had horrible food allergies. My doctor told me I should try incorporating meat back into my diet. I was devastated, and I knew through your podcast that I didn't have to do that. I did, however, try, and the hives did go away, and I started feeling better, but I really wasn't feeling better. I felt guilty for eating meat again, and that was so difficult for me. I recently decided that I'm going to go vegan again. I would rather live a compassionate life than contribute to something that is so awful. I have started listening to your podcast, and once again, I feel empowered. I'm so excited to eat fully vegan again. When I was vegan, I felt so strong, light, and happy. Thank you for re-inspiring me back to the path of enlightenment. I do not want to contribute to the harm of sentient beings. Please send me positive thoughts on my journey back to compassion. Thank you for everything you do. You truly are an inspiration to me and one of my role models. Derek, love to hear a follow-up from you to see how you're doing, and I'm so grateful the podcast can be support for you. From Rhoda, I was listening to some of your podcasts today, and one in particular brought me to tears, The Shame of Overweight Vegans. And on that note, I actually, the newest vegan point of view video I just edited today being when I'm recording this. And so by the time you hear this podcast episode, it will be a vegan point of view podcast episode as well. So things that you've heard me talk about in the podcast will be in the video. It's just a different medium to express that topic. And it's really resonated with a lot of people. So I'm grateful it's resonated for you, Rhonda. So she goes on, I relate to this so much as I'm overweight and struggling with veganism at the moment. I too am embarrassed at times to tell people I'm vegan due to my size. I imagine all the things that will go through their minds that are unkind, and it really bothers me. I feel myself not speaking about my lifestyle to them because people are really searching for chinks in your armor as a vegan, and my weight just seems like one more issue for them to latch onto and discount veganism. I love how you talked about having compassion, not just for other people and animals, but also for ourselves. It never occurred to me that while I'm taking care to not harm others, I've been slowly tearing myself apart. Your podcasts have taught me how to speak my truth about animal rights while still managing to have compassion for those who haven't become enlightened yet. Thank you for your words and wisdom and teaching me how to extend compassion to animals, other people, and finally myself. My pleasure. I'm so grateful. That's just so crazy. Crazy meaning that we do this to ourselves. That's what I mean by crazy, by the way. From Lindsay, thank you for being such a great inspiration to everyone you reach. I love listening to your podcast while I'm driving to and from work, the store, running, and so on. You've been a great resource for me and have given me the confidence to speak up and be as gracious as I can while doing so. Sincerely, Lindsay. From Heather, I contacted you recently about upgrading my 30-Day Vegan Challenge membership to permanent and complained a bit about the fact that I felt like I was affecting no change because my husband and family still eat as omnivores. Therefore, it's still bought and I've done nothing to help. However, I had to let you know, I received this text from my husband today and it made my year. He said, I ordered the vegan cantina bowl at Taco Bell for lunch. No cheese, no sour cream, no meat, water to drink. I love you. And wow, do I love him. He came home to millet and beans, broccoli and grilled onions, peppers, tomatoes, mushrooms, and ate every bit without one raised eyebrow regarding the missing meat. It's one day, but I'm grinning ear to ear. He's even agreed to visit a local farm sanctuary with me in 2 weeks. Thank you for everything you do. Also, I'm not in a place where I can support monthly. I'm in between work at the moment, but I would love to make a one-time donation if you could point me in the right direction. The only one I found on the site was monthly. Thanks. Thanks, Heather. This is from Ellie. Hi, Colleen. I've been a huge fan of everything you do and have done. After getting a new iPod and re-downloading previous podcasts, I've finally been able to catch up where I left off. I'm ashamed to say that I have about 4 years of catching up to do. Today I listened to Critters on the Street, When to Intervene, Part 1, and was instantly comforted. A week ago, I unfortunately had to say goodbye to my beloved feline friend, Pushkin, after sharing 17 years of love and joy together. The way you described your decision to help Cassandra pass on into her next spiritual adventure was a lot like the experience I had with Pushkin. Granted, I didn't have an infected cut on my arm and didn't need to get to the hospital right away like your husband, but the experience you had with Cassandra's last days somewhat echoed my last, 6 hours with Pushkin. Pushkin, while alive, was the most courageous and enlivened. She was always very slight, but exceptionally strong in mind and body. She never let on that she was suffering and always dealt with life as it happened. She was like that wise matriarch of any tribe, stoic, peaceful, caring, compassionate, steadfast, strong, happy, and everyone's best friend. We, her human friends, could see her body, not her mind, never her mind, was struggling to cope. I made the hardest decision of my life so far last Monday, July 28th. It was time to allow Pushkin not to be bound to and by her body anymore. She had been telling us for about 24 hours that it was her time. We sat together for a couple hours. She purred and gently mewed when I cried. She always vocally comforted me when I cried, and in a way, she always tried to absorb any emotional distress I may have been feeling. I miss her every day, and I will always miss her, but today your podcast offered me some comfort. I was reassured that I'm not the only one who has felt such a connection with other living beings, and the fact that you light a candle and set a positive intention nightly for your beloved friends who've passed is inspiring. I've done that every night so far and will continue to do so. Colleen, thank you for your dedication and compassion. I and Pushkin appreciate you. I will continue to support you and your advocacy. I'm grateful for hearing your kind words today. Thank you, Ellie. From Sarah Ann, Colleen, life has been much more thorough, solid, and emotional ever since I was exposed to your work. I'm a new vegan of only about 3 weeks, and I'm definitely finding that I'm in stage one of veganism. Yes, I've devoured your podcast and have practically memorized all of them. Ever since I was about 13, I was very aware of my food and conscious about what I was putting into my body, except that I just never acted upon it. I was constantly going through emotional rides, with my food consumption twisting in and out of being angry to desensitized to what I was eating. It became so bad that I started developing a sort of eating disorder, and food just wasn't the same joyful experience for me anymore. I was always an avid lover of cooking and creating and eating, so this stage in my life left me very unhappy and confused. Over time, I started to become more in touch with the emotional, primal sense of life, and I became obsessed with this idea of art, beauty, and love, and those factors being originally found in nature and who we are as humans. When I was a meat eater, I had a sense about what was going on behind the walls of factories and slaughterhouses. In fact, I'm sure most meat eaters do, but it's crazy how society and the factory farming industry have put blinders on so strong that we deny what's even in front of us for years and sometimes our entire lives. You, your podcast, and your books have been a helping hand through all of this. The true discovery of the horrors taking place for our enjoyment is a painful experience for anyone because this is what humans are made to feel. You have been my guide and hope through this experience and will continue to be for years to come. I'm only 16 and I'm lucky to have access to such profoundly intelligent people like you on the internet and in bookstores. With you, I have decided to make a change and be the change. With you, I have chosen to devote my life to ending the cruelty and suffering surrounding animals, and I don't think I will ever be satisfied until I do. And for that, I thank you. I thank you for sparking up this desire inside of me that has perhaps always been there, but has never been lit. I hope and believe that there are many others like me out in the world and that together we can speak for those who do not have a voice. With love, Sarah Ann. Thank you, Sarah Ann. This is from Amanda. I am so excited to be able to raise my pledge amount. The moment my new finances became available, you were the first person I thought of. I believe in not only what you do, but also your method for doing it. You are firm, but yet compassionate and oh so effective. I'm 2 years into my vegan journey, and I'm just beginning to find my voice. You have changed my path from being the quiet vegan in the room to being the confident, joyful vegan in the room. I am searching for ways to use my own skills to make an impact. I want to use my life to save as many non-human lives as I can. I truly believe this is my purpose in life. Thank you for the work that you do. You are the friend that I would like to have, the daughter that I would like to have, and the wife that I want to be. You are a role model for me and quite honestly are the first person that I've ever admired or looked up to. My life is no longer for my own selfish desires. It's for the animals, and for that I'm eternally grateful. I may have read that, Amanda, but it's nice to read that again because that is incredibly humbling. Thank you. From Stuart. Hi, Colleen. I've been vegan for just a month now and stumbled on your podcast while doing some initial research. Starting from your very first podcast, I'm working my way through them on a daily basis. So far, it's just turned 2007. I hope you're done by now, Stuart, in podcast world. It's great to have a 20-minute boost and really, oh gosh, will they turn into 45-minute boosts? You've probably figured out. And really appreciate the support your podcast gives me. Keep doing what you're doing and I'll keep listening. From Stuart in the UK. From Yash. I don't know where to start to tell you the effect you've had on my whole family, so I won't try here. I'll just say quickly, thank you for your work. I'm actually writing because I was hoping to get access to the transcript of your very useful 2,500 Years of Veganism podcast, which I want to be able to use when I talk to non-vegan friends who ask me questions and who are unlikely to take the time to subscribe and listen just on my urging. When we made our monthly pledge, I was hoping to find the transcript for that one. Maybe I'm too new to the patrons. Yeah, obviously we've taken care of that. I'm so glad that resonates with you, Yash. By the way, I noticed most of your listeners or commenters seem to be women, so I thought you'd like to know that I'm a guy. I do like to know that. That's really awesome. Thanks, and I'm preparing some sort of summary of my transition to share with you, vegan since March 14th. From Cast, my daughter has been a vegetarian for the last year and a half and vegan for the last 4 months. I'm also vegan, and my 17-year-old son goes back and forth between vegetarian and vegan. She's been an avid listener of your podcast and has tremendous respect for both your knowledge and overall kindness. I cannot tell you how excited she was last night when she came downstairs and showed me that you're now following her on Instagram. As her mother, I simply want to say thank you. It's often those small gestures that have big consequences. Her name is Teresa White. Have a lovely day, Miriam. Miriam Cast White. That is just lovely. Oh, I see. So maybe Miriam is who wrote this letter. I have only Cast White as the name, but I think it was Miriam Cast White. Thank you, Miriam. That's just adorable and means so much to me. I know what it was like when I was young and had adult female role models in my life. I think it's the most important thing. I think it's really one of the most important things in our development. So that means a lot to me. From QH, Colleen, thank you for your incredible contribution to this planet. I became so well informed when I began listening to your podcast years ago. I went from a Texas-styled carnivore diet to vegan very easily after listening to you. My body couldn't feel better, especially after getting rid of the dairy. Oh my, the dairy. When I stopped consuming dairy, my body began to calm down, and I finally realized that I'd been in a state of sickness for a very long time. After eliminating dairy and all meat, I lost loads of weight, got dramatically healthier, saw my dangerous cholesterol just drop like a rock, and I just feel kinder. So that inspiration came from the work you do. Please know that you are really appreciated, and I'm sure you already knew that. I can't figure out how you have so much energy to do so many things. Very inspiring. Thank you. From Katie. This is from Katie. Katie was writing to my assistant, so it's in the third person. She had just become a supporter. And she said, I decided to increase my contribution, or she had increased her contribution for a few reasons. First, I've been enjoying the Ask Colleen segment she's been adding to her podcast episodes. I don't know if I'll ever call personally, but I enjoy hearing her talk to people who have the same quandaries I do. Second, I love the vegan point of view episodes, the video episodes. They're easy to share and have such great to-the-point content. There are quite a few vegan YouTubers out there, but honestly, their content is so hard for me to watch after watching Colleen's. You can tell Colleen puts a lot of effort into everything she posts. I do. Thank you. Thank you, Katie. My husband and I are still newbie vegans under 10 months, which is longer now. So having weekly updates from Colleen have really helped remind us why we've made this change. We still have some fairly strong backlash from my husband's family, and the support you and Colleen offer have been like a hug at the end of a long, stressful day. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Very sweet. Thank you. From Lyria. Dear Colleen, I had to write to you to let you know how much I'm loving the vegan challenge. I'm learning so much. I'm 61 years old and I've been vegetarian for 20 years. I admit I've had my head in the sand, knowing full well that animals were mistreated and worse, all because people think they should eat dairy products. Well, my head is out of the sand and I'm loving my vegan life. I have not looked back and never will look back. You provide so much information. You answer all the questions anyone could possibly have when making the transition. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I decided to live a vegan lifestyle after reading The Gentle Barn by Ellie Lax. I hope you both meet one day. It's a sanctuary in Southern California called The Gentle Barn. Again, thank you for sharing all of your knowledge and information. From Laura. Hi, Colleen. I'm 23 years old. I've been listening to Food for Thought for about a year now. I went vegan after Christmas 2013. I couldn't cope with the guilt of consuming animal secretions any longer, and I sought help and found you. I found your amazing YouTube videos first and watched every one of your incredible heartfelt speeches. And to my delight, you even had a podcast, so I quickly subscribed. Your gentle, nurturing, and heartfelt approach to teaching compassionate living is very effective. It makes people feel at ease to change their behaviors to fully embrace a kinder alternative. I don't know if I could have kept up being vegan without you. Before my joyful veganism, I'd been vegetarian since I was 16, and my partner has been vegetarian for 17 years. Thanks, Colleen. Thank you for being so gracious toward me. I met Laura when I was in London at an event that was put on, so that's what she's referring to. Thank you for being so gracious towards me on Saturday night as I fumbled around for what to say and then quickly ran out the door. I'm sure I'll do better when you visit London in the future. You are my hero. I love you. I love your work. And I will drop a small donation on your site to say thanks. And when my artwork develops and picks up, I have big ambitions of becoming a CPG patron to fully support you and all you do. Thank you, Laura. From Maria, thank you for doing what you are doing. I first found out who you were through your vegan POV videos. I'm so glad, everybody. Go over there and watch them and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I've got great plans and I'm posting there regularly. And I was amazed. The way you talk is brilliant. Thank you, Maria. How I wish I could speak so clearly, so concisely and surely. Please don't ever stop doing what you are doing. We need people like you to change the world. I want to read this from Sarah Cadwell. Sarah was the young woman who designed the 30-Day Vegan Challenge, which if you don't have it yet, I am going to just encourage you to get a copy because it is so incredibly beautiful. And one of the reasons it's so incredibly beautiful is because of Sarah's design. I say one of the reasons because there's photography in there as well, but really Sarah was the designer of this book, of the cover, of all of it. And it was really lovely to receive this letter from her. And Sarah, you know, I just adore you. And if I could afford to have you just be my regular graphic designer all the time, full time, I would. I just think you're incredibly talented and I'm so grateful for you. So she wrote this wonderful letter to me on Thanksgiving. Hi, Colleen. I hope that you have a wonderful and compassionate Thanksgiving. And I would think this will inspire others who are in the same situation as Sarah. I wanted to take a moment to write to you and to say that I'm so grateful and thankful that I've been able to work with you this last year. It was actually about a year and a half or so ago that I was freaking out and having second thoughts about majoring in graphic design. I realized that I wanted to help people somehow and I started questioning how I could do that with design. I had a couple huge freakouts, breakdowns, whatever you'd like to call them, because I didn't see how I could do design and help people. But slowly I started to realize that I can use design for good. I can use my skills to help the vegan community. Moving forward to this April, I'm so grateful that I was at the right place at the right time when I saw your post on Facebook looking for an intern. When I sent you that first message, I was honestly just going to be content if I saw that you even just read it and said, thanks, but no thanks. But you replied and I was ecstatic. It has truly been a dream working with you. It's renewed my confidence in design and has proven that I can make a difference doing what I love to do and that I can combine that with my passion for the animals. I never in a million years thought I would be where I am today. And it's amazing how well we work together. I can only hope that all of my future clients' workplaces are as amazing as you are. Seriously, thank you for everything these past months. I absolutely love working with you. Sarah was just amazing. So she interned with me for a few months. And then at that point, you know, I was going to hire her and just do kind of one-off projects with her. And I realized she was so talented, I didn't want to let her go. And I hired her to actually design the book. So she's incredible. And if you do need any graphic design, Sarah is the one to turn to. So if you can go to sarahcadwell.com, S-A-R-A-H, Cadwell, C-A-D-W-E-L-L.com. And of course, you can contact me if you don't remember that. So thanks, Sarah. You know, I adore you. From Kitty, I recently discovered your podcast and listened to it while I'm working out. I find you more appealing than music. Thank you very much. At first, I was actually insulted by how you described people who eat meat and their excuses for doing so. Obviously, I eat meat, but for some reason, I kept listening. Today, I decided to check out some of the websites you mentioned in your podcast. Being raised on a farm and having slaughtered my own animals, I didn't think much of it. But then I saw the pictures and read the stories. I was absolutely appalled by what I saw, disgusted and even ashamed. I literally had to go home and clean out my kitchen of meat and any animal products I could find. I never understood what you meant by compassion for animals until today. I hope that somehow I can make a difference, even if only a small one, in helping these poor animals. Thank you for enlightening and showing me what's really going on in the dairy and meat industries. I am going to seriously go vegan. I can never look at a dead corpse the same way again. Please keep up the amazing work you are doing. You are making a difference in this world. Amazing. From Lynn, I have heard of you, but never heard you until the interview with Jennifer. I think she's referring to an interview I did with Jennifer Kornbleet. Fabulous to meet you and hear you today on replay. Thank you for your information, but even more for who you are. Clean energy and a wonderful person. Thank you for all you do for people. From Alice, I want to thank you for being such an inspiring voice and advocate for both human and non-human animals. I went vegan last summer thanks to listening to your excusitarian talk, and it's changed my life profoundly for the better. I'm delighted to say that after listening to me and observing the positive changes in my life, my 68-year-old parents have decided to make the transition too. We celebrated our first vegan Thanksgiving together last week, and it was such a joy. This morning, my mother told me that she realized the reason why she felt so peaceful recently is that she hasn't eaten any part of an animal. It feels like a weight lifted and a new world revealed. Carolyn, spread your message to me. I spread it to my parents, and now they will likely spread it even further. It is a revolution of compassion and wellness. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Peace and blessings. From Robin, we're getting close, folks. It's almost the end. Short note, love your message, inspiration, and dedication. Thank you. I wanted to know if every podcast you've ever done is available here on your website and also on podcast players. The answer is yes. They're always over on iTunes, and they're also on SoundCloud. I'm recent to the podcast world, and I've come to realize that not all podcast players display your podcast the same, so it's not always easy to find you just typing in vegan in the search bar, depending on the podcast player. That is unfortunate. That is unfortunate. Okay. If any of you think that's happening, let me know so I can help rectify that. And so with my question, where can I go to start from the beginning? So yeah, go to soundcloud.com. I want all 8 years of content if all possible. Please let me know. Thank you. You rock. From Lauren, like so many others who have contacted you before, I want to first express my thanks to you for being a tireless advocate for the animals and for changing so many lives with your words, both written and spoken, activism and delicious recipes. When I first started listening to your podcast back in the spring of 2013, I was a lacto-ovo-vegetarian and had no intentions of going vegan. I felt that veganism was needlessly restrictive, but soon realized that I didn't have the full story. I binge listened to every one of your podcasts during my daily commute, and within a month, I decided to give up dairy products and eggs for good. Soon thereafter, purchased all of your books and haven't looked back since. Veganism has been such an unexpected joy in my life. I've never felt healthier, happier, and more at peace. I know now that this is the life I have always meant to live as a true lover of animals and someone who's deeply passionate about health and wellness. So thank you. Thank you for shining the light on this wonderful path. I'm a monthly patron of your work and consider it money very well spent. Best, Lauren. Thank you, Lauren. From Katie, hi, Colleen, thank you so much for all you do for the animals. The activism you do is inspiring and motivating. I have listened to all of your podcasts except for the last two so far, and my life is infinitely better for it. I hear your voice in my head throughout the day when I imagine WWCPGD, what would Colleen Petra-Gaudreau do? I'm a clinical social worker in the Air Force, and so far I've only met one other vegetarian. I'm an ethical vegetarian and frequent vegan, and it gets lonely in the conservative and mostly closed-minded military environment, always having to explain myself what I'm eating, why I'm eating it, and being discounted as being too sensitive. I get tired of people asking how long I've been vegetarian, 9 years, because it's almost like they're asking, so how weird are you? I'm sure you can see how the WWCPGD helps me out frequently. Thank you, Katie. I'm from, gosh, I don't have a name. It's not here. Recently came across your podcast and have thoroughly enjoyed listening to each one. I'm looking forward to receiving your newly released book. I know it will answer many of the questions I have. Thank you for your mission to spread compassion everywhere. That may have been from Katie as well. Can't tell. Thank you, Katie, or thank you to whomever wrote that. From Kim, I just sent a letter to Ellen DeGeneres regarding how you changed my life and about your new book, The 30-Day Vegan Challenge. I think you deserve to be on her show, and I also think it would help a lot of people learn new types of foods, even if they are vegan or not. I'm hoping to get more of your followers, fans to write to Ellen, because the more that write, the bigger the impact. Do you have a forum where I can spread the word? I don't know. I mean, just spread the word. I think I just feel uncomfortable kind of creating something like that. If you all want to create something like that, you know, I would be, you know, honored, but I feel uncomfortable creating something like that. So I say, just go for it and just, you know, do it from the heart. I wish you a great day. And if you want to read what I wrote to Ellen, see below. Oh, she wrote, oh, this is so sweet. So yeah, it's a lovely email, Kim. It's just lovely. Thank you. Thank you very much. She's just really encouraging Ellen to have me on the show. Catherine wrote, hi, my name is Catherine. I'm from England, and 6 months ago, I took the 30-day vegan challenge. I've never looked back since. I'm officially vegan and proud. I'm still adjusting, and there's so much more to learn, but I'm loving every step. I truly feel mentally physically and spiritually better. I only came across your podcast a couple days ago, but I'm now hooked. They are so helpful and enjoyable. Please keep doing it. Take care and Merry Christmas, because we are in Christmas time now. We're in December. This is from my dear friend, Allison. Allison, if you're listening, you know I adore you. Allison is the founder of Allison's Gourmet, an amazing confectionery baking shop online. Brownies, fudge, confectionaries, just she's so talented and I adore her. And she wrote a very sweet email when she got the 30-day vegan challenge. Hello, my dear Colleen. Happy final day of 2014. I received my 30-day vegan challenge book or books and they are stunning. What a fabulous creation you and your team manifested. I'm so proud of you for overcoming the challenges that were way more arduous than going vegan was for you. It's a long story. You had a dream, you persevered, you fretted, you reevaluated, redoubled, revised, reinvented, enhanced, and made anew this presence of your passion and vision to be exactly as you desired. Huge congratulations to you, sweet sister. You must be such a proud mama of this gorgeous new baby who will make her way, bringing more delicious compassion into the world. Thank you for breathing this beautiful life you have created and for touching so many souls, helping to awaken more humans to allow our time together on this planet to be more filled with love for all beings. I'm so grateful for you and your work, not to mention your awesome husband. With deep admiration, respect, and love, Allison. From, I don't have a name. I'm going to have to talk to my assistant because she's the one who compiled all these for me. I don't have an exact name, but it says, you have definitely impacted my life in 2014. And for that, I thank you. I've known for years that a vegetarian vegan lifestyle is something I wanted in my life, but it never became a reality until this year when I was introduced to your wonderful books. From the bottom of my heart, my healthier and more compassionate heart. Thank you, Colleen. And finally from Tanya. Tanya's in Melbourne, Australia. Did I mention I was going to be in Australia next year or this year? Okay. Hi, Colleen. I'm a huge fan of your work and I've emailed you in the past, but I just wanted to share something with you. This is a little heartbreaking, but it's, yeah. It's a beautiful day here in Melbourne and I was walking to the front gate of my complex when I realized that I had crushed something under my foot. I turned around and was so very sad to see that I had accidentally killed a tiny bird that had fallen from his nest. I then realized that there was another baby bird on the hot pavement and was picking him up so I could care for him and take him to the wildlife center when one of my neighbors said, "Be careful, you could get avian flu. You shouldn't touch him. He's dirty." I was so upset with what had just happened to the other bird and just generally distressed that I didn't really get to say anything to my neighbor. I just collected the bird and took him to a vet. I'm so mad and confused by this person's complete disconnect. I don't know for a fact, but it's hugely likely that this individual eats birds. And here they are saying that I don't care for an animal because it could be unclean. How do we get to a place where people are unhappy to consume the flesh of dead animals, but not help an injured bird for fear of germs? If you saw the world this way, would eating them not be the ultimate act of uncleanliness? The little bird did not survive, but all those who I came in contact with on the helpline and the vet where I took them, slash her, were so full of compassion that it heartened me. When I come in touch with such hypocrisy from people, which is often, I feel so deeply sad, but then I remember the work that people such as yourself are doing to wake people up. You certainly helped to wake me up. The first podcast of yours I listened to, which was actually about chickens, changed my life in such a profound and positive way. My sister and fiance are now vegan also, so your light keeps on giving. So as 2014 draws to a close, my third year of veganism, I would like to thank you for all that you are and all that you do. You are affectionately known as Colleen, our vegan guru in our home, with love from Melbourne. And with that, if you are still with me and with Tanya's beautiful letter that has made me very emotional and all of your letters have made me quite emotional, I want to dedicate this podcast episode to Lisa Shapiro. I know some of you listening are probably familiar with her work. Lisa Shapiro was an activist of many, many, many years. And I had the great honor of meeting her, I believe it was about 5 years ago. I think it was 5 years ago, because I looked back at my emails from her and they were past 5 years ago. And I remember meeting Lisa at one of the green festivals here in San Francisco. And she at the time was working with, so sad, she at the time was working with VDOG. And of course, we know that Dave Middlesworth from VDOG has since died. And I remember meeting her then and there. She was already aware of my work and very excited about meeting me. And her warmth, her joy, her passion, her fire just exuded from every ounce of her being. And I had met her several times since, and we had many, many email exchanges about many different things. And that's the way to define her. She was just light and fire. It just came from her heart, but not in a way that was off-putting, in a way that was so intensely beautiful. And the last time I saw her was at the Animal Rights Conference last year in Los Angeles, and she was there tabling. She'd worked with Tofurky, and I know that the founder, Seth of Tofurky, really took care of her in her last days and was such a huge support for her. Just another reason to support this amazing company. So Lisa had worked with Tofurky for years in many different companies and organizations. You can find, so I would encourage you to just Google her online if you want to be inspired by an amazing activist. And the last time I saw her, I was giving two presentations at the conference, and I was walking around the tables in the exhibition room where all different organizations and companies were exhibiting. And I saw Lisa, of course, and immediately hugged her and said hello. And she said, "I am so excited to hear you speak. I brought so many people with me. I told them they cannot do anything but go to your talk when the time comes. And I told the people I'm tabling with that I can't do anything during the time that you're speaking except go hear you speak." She was just such a huge supporter of my work and my message of compassion. And she died just a few days ago, and she had been struggling with a form of cancer that had just ravaged her body. And it was just such a shock for her and for everyone who knew her that this happened. It came on very suddenly. I still have her email, and when she wrote to all of her friends to tell them, all of us, about what it was. And I do regret that I didn't see her while she was homebound, but I hold her in my heart with such affection and such love. And for anyone who just wants to be inspired, to be an activist, to be an advocate, to never give up, to just live with purpose in this world, Google Lisa Shapiro, animal activist, and you will see this light. And so I want to dedicate this podcast to Lisa, because she inspires me as much as she said I inspired her. And it's that kind of reciprocity that I think we all have and can give to one another for all this work. So as much as all of you tell me that I inspire you, I can tell you that all of you are what give me hope, and all of you inspire me just as much, if not more. So thank you for sharing your words with me and your affection and your love and your compassion. And I look forward to continuing to do this work in a way that is as effective as it can be for as long as I can do it. So thank you, everybody, for your support, for the animals, for Lisa. This is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.